News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. A stormy day and night across the state Monday as several tornadoes touched down and severe storms caused damage, leaving one dead. The most severe tornado touched down in Osage County, where it first hit Barnsdall, killing one person, and then minutes later hit Bartlesville, leaving several roads closed because of downed trees and significant damage to homes and other structures. Minor injuries were reported in Bartlesville. Tens of thousands across the state are still without power this morning. With a stroke of the pen, Governor Kevin Stitt forced the closure of a decades-old women's leadership program at the University of Oklahoma. The program trained hundreds of female leaders, many of whom entered politics. The governor still supports the ban on programs labeled as diversity, equity, and inclusion, known as DEI programs. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your continuing work with FFA.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in its 14th year of working with FFA through its Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. This free, self-guided online course provides farmers, ranchers, and all members of the beef community, including our youth, the tools to become beef advocates and answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In 2024, we were thrilled to have 67 FFA chapters across Oklahoma participate in the program, with 51 chapters completing eligibility, meaning they had at least 8 students complete the program. We award $6,000 in prizes each year to instructors from the various chapters through a prize drawing, and we are so thankful to Oklahoma FFA and their continued support of the program. This year, we had over 1,000 students complete the program, which means 1,000 new beef advocates in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org.